This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. Live, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, we're going to end the week by speaking to a man that has written more pieces that, it's the stuff is read by more people than any other gun writer here in these United States, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. I thought long and hard about your Dennis Prager U thing, and I did a little digging, and I have something for you on that.
Oh, good.
Did you know that there's something called the Communications Decency Act, and Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act immunizes online platforms for their users' defamatory, fraudulent, or otherwise unlawful content? This is basically a benefit to facilitate forums for a true diversity of political discourse. They're exempt from standard libel law. And the assumption when this was passed was that they would operate as impartial open channels of communication, not as curators of acceptable opinion. So they've already been granted, platform status. And they're immunized against all of it. So now if they're choosing to editorialize, well, there's something else behind it besides being afraid of, what you know, getting sued for libel or something.
Well, exactly. And what we see here is it has to be a legislative solution because the legislature, the Congress of the United States, and the president who signed it, essentially gave them immunity for what is put on their platforms. And they are abusing that power, in my opinion, because they're picking winners and losers. And since they're immune, the only reason is their organizational caprice.
Right.
You know, what they think is better or worse. And since that is a very... has become a very political issue, they pick winners and losers in large part based on the political views of those winners and losers.
Yeah.
And I would argue that we see conservatives far more constrained by Google and Facebook than we do leftists.
Yeah.
So it's become a significant bias.
So,
what we have to do is take over the Congress again and this time have some people with a backbone that will tell these immensely powerful and rich organizations that they don't control the narrative, or they shouldn't.
Well, you know, one thing that I wonder, though, is how many politicians know this is on the books? Because this has to be a fairly recent act since they became so big.
I think it's like over 3 years old. The Decency Act, I think that's been 5 or 6 or more years ago. I think it was passed well before President Trump became president.
Right.
During, I'm not even sure if it might have been before the Obama era.
Whatever it is, they already have it. They already have blanket immunity.
Exactly.
They don't have to worry about it.
Now, what was the, what were the three words it was called again? I know I've heard of it, but I wasn't aware of the Section 230 specifically.
The Communications Decency Act.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful how they give these Orwellian names?
statute. Yeah, Communications Decency Act. Let's look that up. C-O-M-M-U-N-I-C.
It sounds like it's exactly opposite. You think there's some sort of, torture going to be dealt out to anybody who posts porn on the Internet from that title.
Well, it's actually 24 years old. And it was the first notable attempt by the United States Congress to regulate pornographic material on the Internet. And in 1997, in the landmark case of Reno versus the ACLU, the U.S. Supreme Court struck the anti-decency provisions of the act.
Yeah, so but, it's a combination of both the judicial and legislative power that have got us to where we are today.
Yep, but it's referred to as CDA 230.
Yeah.
And that's the one that remains in place.
I thought that it was older than just recently. And of course, the technology has changed enormously in that time period. Back in 96 and 97, we were just starting to really ramp up on the Internet. World Wide Web had just come into being a couple of years earlier. Oh, man. Wow, that brings back some memories. You know, we're getting kind of old there if we can remember before the Internet.
Well, I remember before the Internet. I remember before mobile phones. I remember the first mobile phone I saw, and it was in the military, and it was one of those bag phones you carried over your shoulder.
Yeah, I had one like that for a while.
I think it was like $2 a minute to use it or something like that.
Yeah, it was cheaper when I got it, but I remember it weighed about 3 or 4 pounds, and it was in a bag, and it had a headset that was attached by a cord to the actual phone. And the one I had wasn't in the military. It was a commercial one that I got a few years later, but it was in the early 90s, I think, that I had it. Came in handy. I know I was able to call assistants to come out and change a tire for me that I didn't want to be doing in the early morning hours way out in the desert. So that's another story. It doesn't have anything to do with gun rights.
Yeah.
So if we...
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because you would know better than me. You would know better than me. If they passed a law where they have made these entities not liable or not responsible for anything that comes on their platform... Can these entities then decide, well, thanks for that, but we choose to pursue this as a private business?
Well, and we want to do this. That's what they have been doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a question of can they. They have been doing that. Now, the question is, I think the legislature clearly has the power to say you are covered as a platform, or you're covered in some other way, and that if you're going to have the protections of a pipeline, or if you're going to have the protections of just a conduit for information, then you can't be biased. You can't discriminate about it. I think that could be done, and I think it might be upheld by the Supreme Court. Very likely could be. But the commercial interests, the power and the money behind this make it very difficult to get anything through.
The other thing I'm wondering, though, is, Trump has pretty much reconstituted the Ninth to where it's about split.
Yeah.
Why couldn't Prager ask for this to be in bank reviewed?
He could. And he might. I was just remarking the other day that we have the Hawaii decision, I'm trying to think of the
Young case.
Name of the case. Say again?
It's the Young case. We're coming up on the break. If you want to talk about the Young case, we can talk about that, because I have Stephen Sambalia come on the show all the time. I know a little bit about it. For those of you who like when Dean comes on here and we start batting the informational badminton, whatever they call that thing, across the net over and over again, you can find half of his work. The last half of his work, the latest half of his work, at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. Steezy USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten, and we're about to go in on the Young case, which Young case is one of my favorite things to discuss. What would you like to talk about, sir?
Well, what I think is interesting is that it became almost standard in the Ninth Circuit that when you had a Second Amendment case that actually recognized Second Amendment rights in a three-judge decision, it would immediately go to an en banc court where the favorable decision would be overturned. And what we had is the Young case, where a favorable decision to the Second Amendment, I would say generally favorable, was reached by a three-judge panel. And then it was asked to go, or, defendants, I guess, asked that it go to an en-banc decision. And basically the Ninth Circuit said, we're going, as I recall, correct me if I'm wrong, that we're going to wait until the New York rifle and pistol case is decided by the Supreme Court before it goes to en-banc. And I consider this just sort of a stalling tactic because, you know, the longer that you deny someone's rights, the more the rights are denied. But what happened is that President Trump was elected and he started appointing people to the Ninth Circuit who were not far leftist. And now, as you have noted, it's basically a toss-up. You get, there's about half the people on the court are not dedicated leftists, and about half probably are. So when you go to an in-bank court now, after this delay of Young, there's an even chance that you might uphold Young and not rule that the three-judge panel was incorrect. So it strikes me that the delay has kind of worked against the intention of the of those who denigrate the Second Amendment on the Ninth Circuit.
The prevailing thought amongst the attorneys that are arguing Stambolea and Beck is that they were trying to put their finger in the wind to see if this New York State case was going to portend or lead to more Supreme Court taking up of the Second Amendment and finding for the Second Amendment. And Stambolea and Beck want them to just moot the New York State case because they say there's better cases out there to where that would actually throw some weight into the topic versus what the New York State case brings.
Well, that's interesting, but I don't see that they have to do just one or the other. And it might work that way. I mean, they could decide the New York case and decide it, you know, in a very reasonable way and then take more cases. As noted, there are several cases in the pipeline. And what has happened, as Justice Thomas has noted, is they'll, I think, I forget which decision he was writing about. It was maybe a year ago. And he said, look, we've taken 35 First Amendment cases. We've taken 25 Fourth Amendment cases. We have taken no Second Amendment cases in the same period. And he said, and I think it's become a famous phrase, the Second Amendment has become a second-class right.
Yep.
So whether the Supreme Court will take more cases or not, they can take more cases if they wish to, and they don't even have to rule appropriately on the New York case. They can moot it. So we just have to hope that there are enough originalists and textualists on the Supreme Court. We can do a little bit more on that hope. We can work to keep President Trump in office and have perhaps one or more originalist and textualist justices appointed to the court. I think we're kind of in the same sort of place that progressives were during the Franklin Roosevelt first term. And that is they hadn't quite replaced all the justices on the Supreme Court. They were getting a lot of resistance from what they called the four horsemen.
Right.
And in our case, it would be the four far-leftist judges on the court. And there was Roosevelt talked about packing the court. They didn't do it. But what happened was that the four horsemen, basically well into the second term of FDR, one of them died and three of them retired. And then the court became a progressive court for, I would argue, most of the next 70 years, 60 years anyway. And so we may be seeing the reverse of that happening, where we get textualists and originalists, people who actually say, let's read the Constitution, see what the people who wrote it were intending when they wrote it, and then we'll interpret it with regard to what it says, not what we want it to say, which the leftists all seem to think that it's infinitely malleable to do whatever they want with.
Yeah. That's definitely so something they believe.
Let's hope that we are returning to a period when the text of the Constitution actually means something.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to mean exactly what it says, and it's not supposed to be. It's not a living, breathing document. It's not malleable.
It's not supposed to be, but this is the pretext that progressives use when they say that. Essentially,
sure.
What they are saying is the Constitution doesn't matter. We don't think it should mean anything but what we want it to mean at any one time.
Right.
And essentially, you are just obliterating the rule of law and saying, we're the rulers. We decide what we want it to decide.
And you know, when you look at things in those terms, that really irritates me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry if I'm irritating you.
No. I mean, you're not irritating me, but I mean, when I take it in those terms, which is exactly the way it is, that's black and white. We're the rulers. That's what they believe. It's quite evident.
Well, they do.
And
if I listened to Bloomberg, I was listening to him. I was reading about what he said. And he said, look, President, I'm paraphrasing, okay?
Sure.
President Trump's election was a fluke. Those peons out there who don't know much said, we're tired of the elite intellectuals on the coast ruling over us. We're going to elect Trump. And now things have turned around. They realize we know better than they do about how the country should be run. So I'm going to have a good chance to be elected because those peons realize how little they know and how much better we are than them.
Right.
That's essentially what he said.
Let me get you to hang on for just a second. We're coming up on the next break.
Very good.
Yep. Dean brings it every time he shows up. This is why it's so stimulating. This is why he's here twice a week. And this is, I mean, in this amount of time, in a week's time, he'll write sometimes 8 articles I've seen him do. So ammoland.com is where it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lot of things are happening. We're very well organized. We have great talent, great doctors, great everyone. This tremendous spirit.
President Trump talking to reporters outside the White House. The president also says the coronavirus is being monitored very closely. Stocks continue to take a beating on Wall Street. The Dow lost 357 points to finish at 25,409. Andy Puzder, former CKE CEO, tells Fox News, like many things, though, this will pass.
This is a temporal thing. The coronavirus, we will solve. It's a problem we will solve. In the United States, we're on top of this. We have great medical facilities, unlike China.
President Trump set to nominate Republican Congressman from Texas, John Ratcliffe, to be the next director of national intelligence. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. You know what? I don't have this portion of the show. So anyway, we're talking to Dean Weingarten. Where were we at there, boss? I've got a question for you.
Well, we were talking about how the progressives really don't have any respect for the rule of law. They think that government should have unlimited power. And one of the things that you will notice when you deal with or talk to people or listen to their ideas is they're very arrogant.
Oh, yeah.
They think that because they are smart, and many of them are fairly smart, that they don't need any limits on their power. But one of the things the founders of our country recognized, and I think it is a fact that most people recognize over time, is that people are limited in their ability to understand and to do things. And it was because of those limitations and the understanding that people are inherently flawed, that they make mistakes all the time. They don't understand everything. They are not God, and therefore they make plenty of errors, that government has to be limited. Because if people were perfect, you wouldn't need government. And if people were perfect, government would be perfect, and you wouldn't need government. So not only do we need government, but we need limits on government so that it doesn't make all these mistakes and kill hundreds of millions of people and try to control the economy and drive us into a state of Venezuela or Cuba or the Soviet Union. That's one of the big things about progressives, is they don't believe on any limits to power, and they're arrogant in believing they can do anything they want. And they just can't. It's like Bernie Sanders saying we can get all this free stuff, and we'll just pay for it because we will. You know, there's an extreme arrogance there.
Well, you know, the thing about them, though, the progressives, while they, I agree with everything you said, I just don't think that they understand how few of them there are.
Oh, I agree. They overrate their numbers.
The other thing about the progressives, I think there's a big difference between being a progressive and a Democrat. And there's a lot of Democrats that are just regular Democrats that think it's like it was when Kennedy was a Democrat and a card-carrying member of the NRA and all this other stuff.
Well, yes. I mean, you look at the Democrats in the past. Hubert Humphrey supported the Second Amendment. I mean, really supported it. John Kennedy was a member of the National Rifle Association. The party leadership has moved far, far to the left over the last 40 or 50 years.
Right.
And it just has. And a lot of people don't pay a lot of attention to politics, and they keep a party designation just because they sort of inherited it. But I think people are waking up, and the Democrat Party has become so extreme and so far to the left that people are going, huh? What? Did I really hear what I just heard? And I suspect part of the reason that the Democrats are panicking is because it's looking like it may be a blowout in the 2020 election.
Well, you know, the other thing about it is that looking at this, what they're looking at, I think, is just you got Pelosi in charge of the Democrats in the House. You got Schumer in charge of the Democrats in the Senate. But they can't control the Democrats at all in the House. And the people that are representatives in the House are tomorrow's senators in some cases. I mean, Schiff plans to replace Feinstein because she's about to turn 87 years old. And that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the problem they have. They don't have a very deep bench right now.
No, they don't. And that's really been building for the last decade.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, if you look at the Republicans, just looking at presidents, just look at who could run for president. Pence is still a relatively young fellow.
Yeah,
Nikki Haley's out there in the wings.
We have a pretty good bench. We have a much deeper bench on the conservative side. And I think that the party as a whole has gone through a transformation in the last 3 years. Whereas before, it was just sort of a lesser progressive party. Now it is actually moving to become an actual conservative party.
Right.
I was amazed at the people who claimed to be progressives. I mean, claimed to be conservatives. But when it really came down to it, showed themselves to be progressive. People like John McCain, for example. He repeatedly promised to do things that were conservative. And then when it really came down to it, to vote, he went with the progressives.
How many years did he talk about repealing Obamacare, and then when it was finally handed to him, he voted against it?
Exactly. I think he talked about it for about 6 years, probably.
Yeah.
And made promises over and over, and then when he had a chance, he voted against it. The Trump election has revealed how deeply the Republican Party was infiltrated by corrupt people who promised one thing while never, ever intending to do anything to keep those promises.
I think
more people are being elected who actually have integrity under Trump.
I also think Trump has also shown that you don't have to wait for years and years and years and years and years to get something done. You just have to do it.
Well, yes, and we will see. You know, Trump has done a lot of amazing things. We've had an impact already. But if President Trump had a Congress, particularly a House of Representatives and a Senate that were working with him, they would have accomplished enormous things instead of fighting against President Trump for the first 2 years of his presidency. And now, during the second 2 years, being hamstrung by a Democrat House that did nothing but investigate it. So I don't want the show to be just, you know, a pain to lauding President Trump, because he has done some good things, and he hasn't focused on the Second Amendment as much as I like. But he has done amazing things that we have not seen.
Well, how much has he done? How much do you think he would have done if he hadn't been being impeached for the first 3 years?
Well, you look at historical examples like FDR's first 100 days, and President Trump expected a honeymoon period where he would accomplish a lot in the first 100 days, but he didn't get it. Obamacare would be repealed. We probably would have got something like the Hearing Protection Act. We probably would have gotten national reciprocity, but we haven't. And it's unknown if we will get them in a second Trump term because we don't know if Republicans, or maybe I should say conservatives, will get control of the House. Because to pass this legislative stuff, conservatives have to control the House, the Senate, and the presidency.
And they got to operate the way they've been led. If
yeah.
they would do that, I mean, I'm very surprised. And you know, when I look at Trump, I don't think us sitting here talking about him, because nothing has happened to the Second Amendment federally under his watch. I think he played a little game with him. But we're coming up on the last break. We can finish this up on the other side if you want to. Of course, Dean. There's more people that read his articles in the United States than anybody else that reads anything having to do with guns. He covers everything, whether it's hunting or politics or the latest things that are happening in law enforcement. And you can find all of that at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about things going on. Do you see a comparison? The way the leftists are talking about coronavirus and the way the leftists talk about gun violence.
Oh, that's an interesting comparison. The left tries to medicalize every issue they can.
Sure.
And the reason is that early on in progressivism, one of their great successes was to get medical law to circumvent and overcome constitutional protections. For example, one of the things they first had a success with was mandating that people be vaccinated. There was a huge fight over whether mandatory vaccination was constitutional, because you're doing all kinds of stuff. You're grabbing somebody, they haven't committed a crime, you're doing things to their body against their will. It's horrible, the amount of violations of constitutional protections that mandatory vaccination does. But, and this all happened back in the early 1900s.
Right.
And eventually, what they found is that scientifically, they pretty much proved that vaccinations work, and you had to have mandatory vaccinations mostly to prevent serious outbreaks of certain diseases. Now, some people argue with that, but in my research, I find that that is pretty much what happened. And then the mandatory vaccinations were eventually had some constitutional protections built into them. There was a religious exemption, for example. And if you could show that it was medically dangerous for you, you could get an exemption. But my point is that they like to medicalize problems because that's where they had tremendous success in canceling out constitutional protections. And I think that's one of the major reasons why they try to medicalize, quote, gun violence, which is a propaganda term.
Right.
They're trying to say that, well, the doctors, the experts that they claim, and they, of course, will only claim the experts that agree with them, and they're going to say certain doctors, they won't say that, they'll say doctors, say that we should do this and this and this, and therefore we should do it. We just shouldn't have any argument, and we don't worry about constitutional protections because it's a health issue. Well, so I think that is the context for the analogy between the coronavirus and guns. But I'd like to say something before we get done with the program.
Yes.
And that I lauded President Trump, and I think he has done an excellent job, but he has not focused on Second Amendment issues. And people with justification say, look, he pushed to get regulations on outlying bump stock, and he didn't get this and he didn't get that. Well, he's had tremendous opposition. We have not had a better president when it comes to the Second Amendment since before FDR. You might argue Teddy Roosevelt was a better one. But other than that, even Ronald Reagan wasn't as focused on lauding and approving of Second Amendment rights.
Reagan was sort of a gun grabber, wasn't he? I mean, he was the governor of California.
Well, I think he approved of the Second Amendment, but he wasn't a real gun guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't real bad. He was just so much better than the people we'd had before that he appeared excellent. And you know, it's like, you know, when you stop beating me over the head with a 2x4, I say, oh, wow, that's great. You stop beating me. But I don't say that Reagan was evil. Reagan worked in the context and with the confines of what he could accomplish at the time. And he did a lot better. If we hadn't won the Cold War, everything would be a lot different right now. So I just wanted to make clear that I'm not giving President Trump a complete pass. On the other hand, legislatively, we just didn't have the support to pass those things we wanted to pass. Paul Ryan and a couple of senators like Jeff Flake and McCain worked incessantly and very hard against us, and it just wasn't going to happen.
Right.
Now, I'd like to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about what's happening with constitutional carry.
Please.
Because the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, just announced, with the approval of the majority leader in the House and the majority leader in the Senate, which are both strong Republican majorities in Tennessee, that they are going to push a constitutional carry bill in Tennessee. They announced, I believe, it was yesterday. And so it looks like a bill will go through. And that would make Tennessee the 17th state, which would mean over a third of all the states would have constitutional carry. What Second Amendment supporters need to look for is actually read the bill and see what's in there. There might be some poison pills. There might be some things we disagree with. They're talking about increasing penalties for crimes involving firearms. The details are important, and we're going to need to look at them to see if there's anything we need to work hard to change.
Right.
But there are several other states that are looking at constitutional carry, too. There's Louisiana. Iowa might have something. Texas, with their Speaker of the House, seems actively opposed to constitutional carry, though he's very cagey about hiding it. Under some other pretext. I don't see, until they get a different speaker in Texas, I don't see a constitutional carry going there. But Georgia is possible, South Carolina. There's several states. Utah, when Montana gets a new governor, they very likely will pass constitutional carry there. It's amazing they haven't so far. He vetoed constitutional carry. The current governor vetoed it twice. So, we are going to have more states go constitutional carry. It's just a question of how many do it in 2020.
Right. In 2021, 2022, yeah.
Yeah. One of the things about constitutional carry is we don't see any increase in violent crime with guns or any increase in fatal gun accidents. So it's very hard for people to argue that they have to have permit laws and they have to restrict the number of people who can carry a gun. When we have almost a third of the nation has constitutional carry and they haven't had problems. They try to do so. They just try to ignore those facts and say, well, it's obvious. It's obvious that the government has to control, keep people from carrying guns. It's a safety concern. But they don't have any real facts to back that up.
No, they never have any facts to back that up. That's just something they say. Yes.
Exactly. And because we have these constitutional carry states, we have examples, concrete examples, for years, for over a decade now for Arizona, and 17 years for Alaska, and forever for Vermont, to show they're wrong. And so it will get harder and harder for legislators to justify these extreme restrictions and infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, in my opinion.
Well, it will, simply because there will be, every time this happens, that becomes another data point, right? I don't mind having a permit, because it creates a whole class of data points. Because what is it? Is it close to, is it 18 or 19 million permits out there? We're the most law-abiding people they know. And we can actually be tracked.
Yes. And that's a, John Lott makes that argument, and it's a good one. And it is very clear that people with permits are some of the most law-abiding people in the country, and they're certainly far more law-abiding than police officers as a class. And the big argument back, I'd say 30 years ago, though you still hear considerable echoes of it today, is we have to get everything all at once, or are we going to get stuff incrementally? Well, getting it incrementally, they said, you're giving in, you're not getting everything. Anything less than perfection right away doesn't work. Well, that's been disproven over and over and over again, and incrementally we have regained.
Well, I'll tell you this amount. Real quick, we're about to run out of time, so will you be with me this Wednesday?
I certainly intend to.
Very good. Check out Mr. Weingarten at Ammoland. Thank you for joining me, sir.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Thank you. Back again on Monday. Remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.